Hello, welcome. This is Jolynn Braley. I am the founder of the Inner Self Diet. You can find me at fearlessfatloss.com and stophidingbehindthefat.com. And I'm very, very, very excited to have Julie on the line with me right now. Julie is one of the graduates of the Inner Self Diet, and she is here to just share a couple things with you, you who are going to be able to relate to where Julie used to be, and I know that when you hear Julie talk that you would love to be where she is right now. So first of all, let's welcome Julie to the call. Welcome, Julie.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad you're here. And just for everybody listening, Julie's calling in from Washington State, and just a couple things that I'd like to give you a background on about Julie so that you can relate to her even better. This lady is so inspiring. She has come such a long way. But even before we met, she already had a wonderful career, a very successful career, very, very smart lady, lovely family, but still, and this is what I'd like to hear you say in your words, though, Julie was in a great deal of struggle. So if we could start out with that, could you share with the listeners, what was it like for you with the food, the weight, that whole topic before we ever met? What was that struggle like for you?
You know, it was a daily struggle. It was about fear. I seriously was living in fear of getting old. I was 56 when we started the program. I'm 57 now. Just the fear of life, fear of intimacy, fear of not ever achieving success, fear of being fat for the rest of my life, just fear of everything. And just basically it was a total journey of fear, and I was depressed, and I was eating to comfort myself because I didn't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were 56 when we started, and now you're 57, and happy birthday again. I remember the day that you had your birthday, and I remember you saying that it was the best birthday you'd had in years.
It was. I was so depressed about getting older, especially about jumping into the second half of the 50s, but this program, the new mindset, I have never been more excited about life, and being 57, it's just a number. I feel younger than I felt and better than I felt since, oh my gosh, probably since my teens.
Wow. And that's something new. I don't remember hearing you say that before, that you're feeling better now than you did in your teens.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Well, you know, I think I'm just still a teenager, so that's how I feel, that's how I'm going to act, so...
Yeah. Well, as you already know, I mean, it's all about what you've got going on the inside. And one of the universal laws that we all live under is the inner and the outer always match. And so when you are feeling so much fear and depression and anxiety, perhaps even, I mean, you're going to, it makes sense that you'd have a body that would match that as you did in the past.
Seriously, yes. And I not only was I heavy on the scales with the number, but I was heavy just with depression, heavy with overwhelmment, heavy with life. Everything was just overwhelming, and like a huge brick was, there was a huge load on my shoulders. So it was heavy in every aspect of my life.
And it's so funny. I have shared this with you so many times. In fact, we were talking a few minutes before we got on this call today, and I don't remember, Julie, what you were like before. I know that you've told me so many times also that you don't remember what you were like. So tell me about that so that everyone can hear about that. What is it like for you today with food and your weight? And what is this about the fact that you can't even remember that old depressed Julie?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is with the tools I've learned from you and this Inner Self Diet, the first thing I noticed right away was the mindless negative self-chatter in my mind was gone. My mind is so peaceful. I wake up excited every morning. I don't even remember what it was like to be in that downward spiral that was just so depressing and so dark. It has just been phenomenal. I wake up every morning, and I get out of bed, and I have a mirror close to my bed, and whether I have on pajamas or not, I do my happy dance. It's just, I am so excited about starting the day, seeing what life has to bring. And, you know, it's just, it's all about my attitude and mindset. And it's just, it's, people have noticed work is different. Everything has changed because I've changed.
And then what about the fact that you don't remember what it was like before? I mean, that's kind of odd, isn't it?
It was kind of odd, and I've tried to put myself back there, and it's just, I honestly don't remember what it was like to be so depressed or to be eating out of frustration and depression. I don't remember the mindless snacking. I really don't remember who that person was. So I said goodbye to her. She's somewhere way back in the past, and mm-hmm. I'm just moving forward. So.
Right, right. And then what's it like for you specifically with how you eat and exercise today, Julie? Is it true? I keep writing about, hey, you can have struggle-free weight loss. You can really have permanent weight loss. Is all that even true, what I write about and what I talk about? What's your experience with that?
It is so true. And to be honest, I was leery and I had doubt about that when we started. But there was always a part of me that knew that there was a way to be able to eat, you know, to eat healthy, eat what I want, and to not be caught up in what I'm eating, how I'm eating, how often I'm exercising. And it truly is struggle-free. I'm amazed. I wake up every day just amazed that I eat what I want when I want. I stop when I'm hungry. If I'm hungry, I eat. If I want a glass of wine, I have a glass of wine. If I want a cookie, I have a cookie. But I'm not overwhelmed, and I'm eating to live. I'm not living to eat.
Mm-hmm. And how much weight have you lost already, Julie?
I've lost a total of, I've released 8 pounds and
released.
Quite a few inches.
Thank you. Go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted you there. 8 pounds you've released, and then what else were you saying?
A couple inches. I mean, quite a few inches off, you know, all over my body. So it's going away. It's awesome.
So that's another half a pound just since you because you wrote an awesome, wonderful, fantastic written testimonial. And in there, you wrote 7.5 pounds. So now you've already released another half a pound.
Exactly. Yay.
Yeah, yay you. And what's most important about this 8 pounds already that you've released, has it really honestly truly been struggle free? And are you happy with that?
Yes, it has been. Yes, I there aren't even words to explain how incredible it has been. Totally struggle free. I am so excited. I don't even think about it because the weight isn't even what I'm focused on. I know it's going. I know the rest will go. It's mm-hmm. just, it's mind-blowing how awesome and incredible this journey is. And it's just, yeah, there are not words to describe how incredible it is.
Well, that's great. And you know what? It's interesting because I know that there are so, well, tell me this about yourself. Were you ever one of those people who was, I got to lose weight right now and I have to lose 10 pounds in 1 week or 5 pounds in a day? I have to have fast fat loss. I've got to lose 30 pounds in 20 days. And it's just, you know, that's not actually how the human body works, and that can never last anyway. But first of all, were you ever like that? Were you ever looking for diets like that, Julie?
Oh, I had every diet. I bought every diet pill. I have every piece of exercise equipment. I was so that person. I would wake up and go, oh my gosh, I have to fit into this dress by Friday. What am I going to do? So I'd do the starvation diets. I'd do the liquid diets. I'd do the all protein diets. You name it. I've done it. I have the book. I have the recipes, and they would never last. I could lose weight, but then I would always gain it back plus more.
Okay. And the reason I ask that is because there could be someone listening right now who would hear you talking about, oh, this woman, here she's released 8 pounds. What's the big deal, though? Because I want to drop 50 pounds in 10 days. And 8 pounds, what's that? So what would you have to say to somebody listening and they're telling themselves, well, what's the big deal about 8 pounds? And I don't understand why that is such a big deal. And what is this about it being struggle-free? What would you say to them?
My words would be that you have to change your mind. I know the weight will go away, and I know it will go away in its time, and I am no longer focused on the number on the scale, I'm that is just so not my focus anymore. It will go. And I never enjoyed the journey. I guess it goes back to, again, those words we talked about. This mm-hmm. journey has been incredible and fun, and I'm excited about it. I'm not stressed about the number on a scale. So to release 8 pounds, to me, those 8 pounds are gone. I never have to see them again. I know they'll never come back. And if a pound mm-hmm. or two does come back, I know what to do to mm-hmm. be on track and to release them. So I am no longer hung up on a number. It's not even important anymore.
That is very, very powerful, Julie. I'm glad I asked you that question, because just like you, I used to be that person also. These things that I say about the person who was in the struggle and who was looking for all the diets, just like you used to be like that, I used to be like that too. And I can imagine someone listening to this right now and then saying, oh, but, you know, well, we already talked about it. And you even said yourself that you were skeptical at first, that you really could have struggle-free weight loss.
I truly was. But I was so desperate for something new, and I didn't want to be on a diet. I mean, I know how to eat healthy. I know how to read mm-hmm. food labels. I know what to do, but even doing that was not working. And now I know why, and I have the tools to feed my mind before I feed my body.
Yes, exactly. And it's interesting also that you shared recently on one of our calls about the fact that when we first talked, and just like everyone that I work with, all the wonderful ladies that you were in the group with, and that any of my clients I've worked with, they all start out by having a complimentary weight loss discovery session with me. And which, if anyone listening right now is excited about Julie's results and you're actually serious about doing what she's done, you'd apply for that session at www.discovery-session.com. That's www.discovery-session.com. On that call, I remember, well, actually, I didn't remember this until you told me this recently, but I had shared with you on that call that I had some other folks that were about to graduate and that they were almost done with the Inner Self Diet. And recently you told me that when you heard that, that it was really hard for you to imagine being there. So what would you say about that now, about the person you were before, and you couldn't even imagine having these results like the person that I'm talking to you right now is having? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I could not. I remember I believe it was our first call, and you were saying that there was a group that was on call 11, and I remember trying to project myself 11 weeks ahead and thinking, I don't know, I couldn't fathom that these changes could take place in that short of time. I couldn't wrap my mind around the fact that I could have the tools and be successful and to be so at peace with myself. I think, again, I am still just amazed how peaceful my mind and my body is. It's mm-hmm. just incredible.
And Julie, could you have gotten to where you are today? You've released 8 pounds. You're excited about, well, you've released 8 pounds without struggle. That's what's important there. And you get up each morning, you do your happy dance, you're excited about life, you're looking forward to life instead of where before you were living in fear and afraid of getting older. You are just out and about, and it's so funny because I said this so many times to you that I don't even remember what you were like before. I don't remember what the Julie was like when we first started this journey together. And so what my question is here, all of these transformations that you've had, could you have done this all on your own? Could you have somehow come up with the same process that I did with you in the Inner Self Diet that includes all of my tools and the coaching and mentoring that I did with you, the very direct coaching, if at any time, which you really didn't do this, but if you'd had any excuses, then I would have told you that, hey, it sounds like an excuse. Could you have put all of that together, my intuitive you know, that ingredient that I put in there, all of that. Could you have done this all on your own?
Absolutely not. There is absolutely no way No, I would have tried another diet. I would have succeeded for about 2 weeks, and then I would have been back on the depression train of overeating. And again, why me? Why doesn't it work? Why can't I make this work? So no, this program has been absolutely phenomenal, and I could never have done or released 8 pounds without struggle. Without struggle, it's been incredible. It's been work. There have been some challenges, but it's been fun. I've enjoyed it because I've gotten to know the real me, which has been probably one of the most exciting parts.
Yeah, and you're okay with the real you, aren't you?
I love the real me.
Mm-hmm. I know you do, which is fantastic. I know, and that is just, you know, it's precious. It's just, I mean, what words can you even give to that? What value can you put on that?
I don't know that you can, because I mean, that's the most important, that's probably the most important piece I've learned for this whole journey, is that I think I wrote this in one of our exercises, that not only do I like myself, but I have fallen in love with myself. So I honor me. I know who I am, and I am honoring me in all areas of my life. And it's just been so empowering.
Wow. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And the reason I say that is because it is very important to point out the fact that you did just say you could not have done this alone. And at the same time, though, you did have steps. This is a proven step-by-step system that I mentored you through, the Inner Self Diet, and you did have work to do. If you had not done the steps, use the tools, if you had not done the what I gave you to do, if you had not taken those tools and used them, where would you be right now?
Oh, I'd still be back in depression. I'd still be back. Whoever that old person was, I would be back there. And I just want to add too that the group calls were so empowering, because you would learn from the group members as you would coach them, or they would bring issues up. You know, it's such a great learning environment. You learn so, there's such a wealth of information you gain from, not only from your coaching, which is incredible, but again, from the other people that were on the call. It just expands your knowledge base and more tools to use.
Yeah. Is that true then, what I told you in the very beginning, that you transform so much quicker by being in a small intimate group, so that you can hear the other folks' questions, they can hear yours, you hear their transformations, you know that you're not alone, you're hearing these other people saying, wow, you know, this is my biggest success since the last call, I'm actually going to the grocery store without forcing myself to shop for healthy food, it's just what I do now, I can't believe it. You're hearing things like that, and also hearing questions and hearing other people's challenges. So is it true what I told you in the beginning, that you do transform so much quicker working in a small intimate group like that?
You truly do. It's just amazing. You have even more ahas, and oftentimes, and again, I know you always say the way the groups come together is like they were just meant to be, because we have so many similarities, and oftentimes the question someone asks or aha they have, it's like, oh yeah, that really will resonate with the other members of the group. So it's very, very powerful, and I'm so excited that yes, it was a wonderful experience.
Good. And just to wrap up here, unless there's anything else really important that you'd like to share with someone who's listening, anything about your biggest transformation you had, or anything that's really standing out to you right now that you'd really like the folks to hear?
I think I would like to say no more excuses. It's so easy to live. I think I put this in my written testimony. Just get off that train of depression and denial that's going nowhere. There's just no more excuses. Do it. You can transform. You can have permanent weight loss, struggle-free. You can do it, but it takes action, and that action is deciding, making that decision just to do it. Do it today, and enjoy life. Be excited. 12 weeks from now, you will be a brand new person, and it's amazing and awesome.
And if you had not made that decision for yourself, Julie, where would you be right now? If you had not decided, yes, I've got to do the inner self diet, and there is no tomorrow, because tomorrow, whenever tomorrow comes, it's the today that you told yourself yesterday that you'd finally take action, and it just keeps going and going and going and going. It never gets here. So if you had not made that decision for yourself that I'm doing it, this is it, where would you be right now?
Oh, I would still be wallowing in self-pity and depression and fear and just a whole mindset of negativity and depression. It would be awful. It would be ugly. I would not be excited for the holidays. I would not be excited. It would be dark, a very dark and heavy place, and I'm so glad I'm not there.
Yes, and so am I, and I forgot about that point. The holiday season, too. I mean, this is, right now, as I'm talking to you, I mean, someone could be listening to this. It could be the middle of summer. But right now, when we are talking, we are in the biggest holiday season of the year, Christmas time, New Year's time. And for so many people, this is a very, 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 very difficult time. And then when you add overweight problems, overeating, binging, stuffing, using food for comfort, when you add that on top of the already stressful holiday season, there's a lot of people walking around right now who wish that it wasn't the holiday season. and I forgot about that. Do you have anything that you'd like? I forgot about asking you about that. I can't forget that we're in the holiday season, but anything you'd like to share about that, Julie? Because, you know, if you had not done the inner self diet, how would you be feeling right now here in smack dab in the middle of this big holiday season?
I would be stressed. I would be consumed with, oh, no, I can't eat that. Oh, no, I have to go to a party. Oh, no, what am I going to do? Oh, how am I going to sneak that food in my purse and take it home so I can eat it privately without anyone seeing me shoving my face? And now I'm not even stressed. That's not even a focus. I can go to parties. If I want something, I'll have something. But I'm not focused on the food. I'm not focused on the stress. It's just, I'm not even through with my holiday shopping. I think Christmas Eve is like, what, 3 days away?
Yeah,
it's okay.
No.
I'll get it done. Yeah, it's okay. It's no big deal. All right, I'll get there. It'll get done. And there's just so, that's what I mean. I'm so excited about life because it's all struggle-free. Everything has become struggle-free because I've made the choice and I have the tools to deal with it. And it's just, yeah, I'm living life and loving it, and it's just incredible. So Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Just imagine, Julie, you've got 2013 coming up. That's, you know, right now we're talking it's 2012. And looking forward into your life now, moving forward, you have all of these inner self tools. You know exactly how to maintain your own mindset, which is 90% of the game. That is what is allowing you this struggle-free ease with how you're eating and exercising. That's how you have been able to release the 8 pounds already and the inches and do that without any struggle. So as you're moving forward into the new year and then even beyond, you know, past 2013 into 2014, 15, 16, you know, going on, look at the transformation of you and of your life and your body and your mind. I mean, this is about so much more than weight loss, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's about every aspect of my life. I'm setting goals for myself. I am achieving those goals. I'm working towards, I'm doing things I never thought I would do or I thought I was too old to do. Oh, it's too late in my life to do that. But, you know, it's not. I'm just so excited about life, and there's just so much ahead, and age is just a number, so I am not stressed at all. And if I could say one more thing, I used to worry about, oh, I'm too old to lose the weight, oh, it won't go away, or, you know, just at my age, it's okay to be fat, and that's so not true. I am my ideal self, and it's, those pounds are going away, and it's just, yeah, I am so excited for what's to come, and there's a lot to come.
I have absolutely no doubt where you're going, you know, I mean, because there's no reason, there's no struggle. It's like, there's no reason not to release any other extra physical fat and have it come off. I mean, it's just not a big deal anymore, right?
Correct. I know that it's there. It's exciting. So
right.
I have no doubt.
Excellent. And just very specifically, to make a final wrap up here, very, very specifically for that person, and it is more than likely a woman, but it could be a cool man. I've worked with a couple men also. They deserve permanent weight loss too, you know? So there's probably, there's a woman listening right now. In fact, I know that there is a woman listening right now who is living in a, oh my gosh, so much struggle. She's feeling horrible about herself. She's very smart, just like you. She keeps asking herself, why is it that I can be so smart? I've got this successful career. I've got all these wonderful things going for me, but I can't get this food thing under control. I can't stop overeating. I can't stop stuffing myself. I'm so overweight, and I can't stand it. I don't feel good in my own skin. And I know these diets don't work, the food diets, the mainstream food diets, because I've done so many of them, and it's been going on for so long, you know, 20, 30, maybe more than 30 years. You know, this lady's been struggling since she was a child, just like you and me, like we used to. And she's listening, and she's still not totally sure that she could really have the results that you have, because she's just so far away from it right now, feeling, you know, so bad about it. What would you say to her, Julie? What exactly would you say to this woman who it would be just like, you know what it would be like, is you talking to the old you? What would you say to her right now?
I was just thinking the exact same thing. I would say, I know exactly where you are, and I can tell you that if you choose to work with Joanne and do the Inner Self Diet, you will transform. You'll transform your mind. Your body will transform. It's the answer. It's the only answer. And you just need to do it. Step up. Do it. Just don't wait another day. No more excuses. Do it today, because you will be your ideal you in just a matter of weeks. And it's incredible, and you will be so happy. And then you will be here right where I am, and you'll be encouraging someone else to, again, take this awesome journey.
Mm-hmm. That's so exciting. I'm so happy for you, Julie. You are just a lovely, lovely woman. And you were always like that, but it was all covered up underneath all of the weight, the fear, the bad feelings, and not even just the extra physical fat weight, but the emotional weight, the energy weight, all of that heavy, heavy stuff. And now you have allowed that to drop off, and you are as you are. And you're just, you are very, very, very inspiring. You are fun. You have a great energy about yourself. And I just am thrilled with all of your progress. So congratulations.
Thank you so, so very much. And thank you for everything. Thank you for, thank you for the Inner Self Diet, for your tools, for your awesome coaching. I just, thank you. It was the best Christmas present I could ever give myself.
Oh, that is wonderful. And only you could do it for yourself, couldn't you? Nobody else could have
exactly.
stepped up and done
yes.
this for you. Yep.
Right. It was my best present from me to me.
Yeah, and you deserve it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being on the call, Julie. And for those of you who are listening right now, to get these results that Julie has gotten, your first step is to fill out an application, and that's for a complimentary call. I will get on this complimentary call with you, help you discover the gap between where you are right now and where you would really like to be, and help you look at that, help you see where you could possibly go if you were to choose to do that for yourself. And where you apply for that complimentary weight loss discovery session is at www.discovery-session.com. That's www.discovery-session.com. Julie, thank you so, so much for being on the call. Again, I am so inspired by you, and I just congratulate you to bits. You are the one that you got on every call with me. You listened. You took my mentoring and coaching and my instruction, and you did what I told you to do, and you followed through. You took action, and here you are now. And all of the extra physical fat that you release, you know, I know it's coming, you know it's coming, big deal, it's exciting, let's get the heck on with our lives, right?
Yes,
or as you would
so
as
true.
You would say, and I don't know if you'd want to say it though on the call, and that's okay if you don't, but
I have to say, get out of my way. Just get out of my way. Yeah, I'm on a journey. Get out of my way. So
exactly, and that's how it should be. That is how it feels when you are in alignment with you, when you are rocking the world of you, and you can only do that for yourself. You can't walk in anyone else's shoes. You can't be anyone else. So, thank you so much, Julie. Thank you for being you, and thank you for allowing me to mentor and coach you. It's being with people like you that make me continue to help others and go on to help others, because it's really, really exciting. So thanks so much for being on the call.
You.
You're welcome. And Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. What else do people celebrate at this time of year? Whatever. Happy holidays. Have a great time. And, you know, go forth and have a wonderful, exciting life. And because you can, because you know how.
I can. Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you, Julie.